card. Mail me gift cards to the comic book shop, and that way I can go to the comic book shop.
Well,
and
give everyone polio.
Fine, get me an iPad, and I'll just download the comics so I don't give people polio and Ebola and other diseases.
How was polio spread? Was it through a cough, like the black lung?
Through white people.
Usually, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not white. Ask other white people.
You're mostly white.
Yeah.
Not enough to get polio. Like, that's, you know, a white disease.
Is it Chris?
No. Anybody can get a disease. None of that's
white
real.
People get them fewer because they
except
tend
for polio.
To be
white people way got polio.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
No.
People
white people way
ever.
Got polio. Like that was your guys' jam, dude. Like if black people have heart disease, white people have polio like a motherfucker. Y'all got the anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, but they make find, it, they like, make a vaccine dollar. Against fucking
like we got one against polio.
Polio.
Fuck that heart disease though, right? Oh, that's sad.
Because black people get that.
They get that. Oh,
it's fucked up. Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 66.
Where y'all get polio if you white.
And if you black, heart disease.
Heart disease.
This episode is kind of like the last one.
Winging it.
Ellie comes down from time to time. Yeah.
We get sidetracked as usual.
Fucked up dreams.
Yeah.
Is this the one where we talk about being married?
Yep.
Yeah.
Married life.
Married yeah, you find out the other side of marriage life.
Yeah.
Last episode, you found out the PG side. This time, you find out you kind of want to kill each other every now and then.
And yeah, and as being the single guy, pretty good at being single. It's pretty awesome.
Just remember, Rev Jarrell, best man, Justin.
Yeah, nope, for real, not even a thing.
I went and got.
You have to get
ordained
that
for you,
though, don't you?
Nope.
No.
Not ever.
I'm just never going to get
plus,
married.
Plus, I would get it renewed for you.
It's cool. You can still marry Elliot.
Yeah.
If you guys let her get married.
Yeah.
She ain't getting married.
She ain't getting married.
Why the fuck do you think she's...
Jarrell was having this conversation.
That's not
day.
Happening, right?
We were watching something.
Why would you think she's getting married?
Yeah.
Because she needs a big, pretty dress, too. Duh.
She could have one of those creepy Christmas.
No.
We will buy her a dress if that's what she wants. But she is no. There is no man good.
She could have one of those creepy Christian dedications to her dad or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Something weird. Yeah. We'll get over it. We'll do some pagan thing. We'll make up a holiday. We'll call it Ellie Day.
Okay.
Not see? You like that already.
Okay, Ellie Day, that's great.
We'll do Ellie Day because she ain't
and she
married.
Needs a big pretty cake.
Well, yeah, so... I gotta eat something.
Duh.
It's her cake and her day, but I'm eating it, so, you know, that's how it works.
All
right. Rev Jarrell.
Reverend Jarrell.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever.
I hate you so much. Game on?
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
9:30 at night, bitches. Ow.
Chris has to go to his nappy time.
I do. I'm literally an hour past my bedtime.
Because I refuse to pay for Elliot to go to preschool.
Can I please
no,
that's
no.
Brother. That's his brother
and brother?
His, yeah. Because we were looking for preschool for Elliot, so she can get that kid on kid time. Because she's already fucking smarter than hell. We don't need to put her in school for that shit. And then, like, we're like, it just came down to it. We're not paying $200 to $500 a month for her to go to preschool. It just wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. And then Jacob's brother goes, well, I have the solution for that. And what is that? Just get a divorce.
The government will pay for it.
And then the government will pay for it.
You know how much a fucking divorce costs?
And this is your brother?
Yeah.
Yes.
In front of your fucking face. I don't know how many times
and then I'm like,
I gotta tell
you that.
I'm sorry, Jarrell. It's not in front of my face.
I'll put it right here so it's better.
Thank you.
And then so I was like, that is not an option.
Sugar tits.
Because we spent a lot of money on our wedding and...
You actually fucking like each other.
For the most part. Last Saturday, we did not like each other. I wanted to stab him in the fucking throat with a spoon.
Yeah, I heard.
I heard.
With a spoon?
A spoon.
The dull kind.
That's what I'm like. Like, a knife is reasonable, because, I mean, it's designed for the stabbing.
I want the dullest, most painful object
I can. Honestly, I don't even want to know what happened. I'm just impressed that you could push someone's buttons that far.
Jacob stopped taking his meds. Like, he skipped meds for, like, 3 days. So his anxiety and shit goes through the roof! And then so...
more sense then. Like, she skips those parts when she shows me about all these.
Oh, that wasn't discovered until Sunday, and I probably just didn't give a fuck to tell anybody. Hey, and
Chris,
so
you know how you kept saying, and that's marriage in the last episode? This is also marriage.
Yeah.
You're not making a convincing case for me to ever consider the idea.
Okay, so the morning started off
because you
with...
could have Rev Jarrell and Justin as your best man.
Yeah.
We're not having this conversation on a podcast.
Rev Jarrell.
Not having this conversation on
because
a podcast.
Because I figured out a loophole.
I'm not getting married.
Yeah.
At all. So at any point in time.
We should tell that
story.
Saturday
morning, I went, I might have to go to work. Or Friday night, it was, I might have to go to work tomorrow because Laura's on light duty. And I don't have no what to fucking do for light duty for laundry because it's the easiest job in the world. But, and Joe's like,
ever snort laundry detergent for 8 hours?
Day shift person can find childcare and then whatnot. So Jacob, not taking his meds, goes, oh, okay. And then I helped my grandma move out of her trailer that took 7 days to move her into, and then she decided she didn't like it and then moved back.
Oh.
And then I went, I have to go to work. Oh. And then that's what set off the world on big bombs. And because all it was picking fights with each other. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill him.
I don't miss not in any way being in a relationship. Like, there are days where I'm like, oh man, it would be cool to kick it with someone. And then I'm like,
just give me a call.
Or, see, and then, like, today, I was like, I'll get up only because I have to pee, and my cat thinks it's a dog, and likes to hang out with me the way a dog hangs out with its owner, but my cat is very much, like, it is like a dog, but a cat. And then I'm like, I'm going to play video games and eat 3 bowls of cereal, and who's going to judge me? No one, except for my cat, who gets mad because I don't let him drink the milk, because my milk, and I don't have another bowl of cereal. And that's a real world thing. And then I did some schoolwork. And then I watched some Supernatural. And then I played some Bioshock. And then I literally sat and did nothing for half an hour. I just sat there in silence because I was like, well, I got shit to do. And then I don't have to worry about someone going, well, we're going to go do things or blah, 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 blah about things. Doesn't matter those things. Don't care. I just don't. And then I just sat there. And I'm like, I could probably clean after I play Bioshock for 2 more hours. And then I cleaned the kitchen. And then I did some laundry. And then I played some Bioshock some more. And it was silent. And it filled me with joy. Other than Lovecraft.
On complete going, babe, we just need to stop talking because we're just going to keep picking fights with each other and it's pointless and I'm done and I need to work. He goes, okay, sounds good. Fucker calls me an hour later. Oh my gosh, I have the greatest idea.
I thought I didn't want to talk to you.
Hold on. Was it a great idea though?
He goes, I have...
No, answer the question, yes or no.
Was it a great
idea? Yes, it is, and we never ordered him, so it's not going to happen.
I know, it's not.
Because Elliot is on this Batgirl thing, like, hardcore, and she needed orange hair.
At some point.
Mom, Batgirl has yellow boots. I don't have yellow boots. Woo! So, Jacob not knowing about this conversation I had with her, I'm like, what is it? Because I'm still kind of pissed, but then at the same time, I'm folding laundry, so I don't care, because laundry, like, folding it at work, like, centers me. I'm like, this is great. It's beautiful. I'm just going to fold these flat sheets and call it good.
It's a repetitive motion over and over.
I can zone out and be happy.
It's not your own shit. It's just repetitive.
And then so he's like, yellow rain boots. I'm like, what? He's like, yellow rain boots. He's like, we don't know if Elliot's rain boots still fit her. Let's just get her yellow rain boots for her Batgirl costume.
That's really? A really good fucking idea.
Right? I'm like, that's really smart. I'll get on Amazon later and look at it. I have to go. Goodbye. And then
I'm still mad at you.
And then Mom texts me, are you mad at me? Well, no, why? You just haven't talked to anybody all day. Well, yeah, I've been helping my grandma move and I'm at work. I'm like, I don't have time to sit here and talk to everybody.
Except for...
Oh, yes.
You text like 90% of the time you're at work.
See,
no,
not when I am in laundry.
Because Chris does folding. That too. Or
yes,
did.
You do.
So you knew if you...
No.
Our phones have gone off. My Facebook thing goes and I'm like, I'm going to ignore it. Because I'll see it. I'm like, it only goes so far. And I love you to death, but there is nothing in the world like a not-versation. It is a series of words that are brought together that make a sentence, but instead of just sending one message, one singular, with all of the available information, not thought, and then it's a middle of a conversation, and it just says, Kathy has sent a GIF using this onto the group of Doom 99201, and then it'll be like, Jacob, haha, and then Jarrell, maybe, Justin, not in it, Robert, LOL, and me going, fucking ignore, because none of these are things in the middle of the day. That's he great. Is correct, madam.
The iPad is dead.
Probably.
If you want to do ABC Mouse, you need to go get my phone.
At least you're honest.
It's
on the kitchen table.
Sweetie. I guess you better go find it. The iPad's dead, baby. It's been here for like 2 weeks, and we probably dinged it to death.
Probably, I don't know.
Probably went ding!
Things are falling down the stairs.
Don't pull it by that.
Who fell down the stairs?
Who fell down the stairs?
We'll find out what fell down the stairs.
Wasn't mine. Mine would have just said, oops.
We should really get a babysitter.
Or a baby gate.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Go upstairs.
Oh, no, they're better than the baby gate.
If you go get the...
And you know how Jack gets through a baby gate? By lying on it. So he'd just fall down the stairs.
Kale would, when we had ours, as we all know, especially at that age, he grew like a fucking beanstalk. He would take it and go, pop! And pop out, and he'd let go and be like, done. And he would look at himself and be like, can't stand on my own. And go down with it. But there, I have a picture of Kale and Xander, PJ's boy. They're a month apart. But if you want to see genetics at its finest, Xander is the complete and utter physical opposite of Kale. He big tank baby. Just a beast of a baby. Head over, just over the baby gate. And then Xander is like halfway on the baby gate. And he's just hanging out. And Kale's just like, oh! And he's like, come on, you gotta push with me. Trying to push it over. And Xander's like, eh. And he's trying. And Kale's just like, let's go, put your back into it. And it's the greatest picture. But you just see this size discrepancy. That if you saw them, you're like, oh, there is like 6 to 8 months apart. And it's a month. Yeah. And
Xander's tiny.
Yeah.
He's always been tiny.
And even now, like, he's very much grown into himself, like, in terms of height, but he's still just that big around. And Kale just grows.
I have a feeling that's how Atticus is going to be his entire life.
Yep.
He's just going to end up being, like, 6 foot tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
They told us he's supposed to be about 6'4".
Jeez.
I'm in trouble.
That's because three
I know Kale's going to end up being taller than me, and I'm going to pull what my dad does. I can still fucking knock you out, though.
Right.
Which is always like a kind of a thing.
You ever seen your dad?
Like,
he could still knock you out.
I'm like a full inch taller than my dad. He'd still drop me to my knees though. So
at Elliot's wellness check.
Because your dad does real work for a living.
At Elliot's wellness check. She's like, okay, for her height, she is, I'm like, shorter than hell. I was like, Elliot, you're short. And then the doctor goes, two short parents don't make a tall child. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, that is a good one.
Angela's dad is like
hella fucking tall.
Yeah, he's like 6'2", 6'3". Her mom is like 5'8". It's just about Angela's height. And then there's me at the never break 6 foot, 5'11", because the universe just likes to make living practical jokes. And then my dad's whole side
your
of the
paycheck
family
is $399.99,
and the boss won't give me a penny.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had a check like that, and I asked my boss. Yeah,
we've all had that check.
Yeah, I was
Chris.
Like, can I get a penny? Nope. Fuck you. Like, it's a penny. Nope.
Get one out of the till.
But like my dad's whole side of the family though, they are all they're built like a football team, so they're between like 5'8" and 6'5", all of them, and they're huge. So Kale is just gonna be big. It's gonna
suck.
Well,
if you can't find it, you don't get to play it. Go play. What?
Jack just told me I'm an L.
You're an L?
So be the best L you can.
Yeah.
Be.
Yeah.
Be the coolest L ever.
No, I don't want to be a princess.
You are a princess.
Princess L.
I'd rather be a robot.
Robot princess.
I'd be a dinosaur.
Fuck yeah, because then your whole skirt thing could spin really quick and it'd be like your rocket.
Yeah.
Fuck yes. Oh, look.
Like what's her nuts in the Minion movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But all robot, not human.
Scarlet?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, robot.
A human.
Yeah, because fuck being human. Like, for real, I'd way take being a robot. Like, if robots come down,
you could turn your frame rate up and
be super fast and super smart.
It's pausing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, to do that. I was so wait, like, listening to that book, I'm like, oh, man, if they could freeze my
you
brain.
You and I just keep going into books that nobody's fucking read.
Y'all need to listen to them. You got it. I'll send them to you. That way you got time.
I
put
that all over the stairs. Isn't that funny?
That's probably what fell down the stairs was the box of applesauces.
Well, at least it's probably just packets. Not actual applesauce. Yes, but if it's actual applesauce, let me know. I'll come help.
I'm going to be a little upset.
Or,
oh, no, it's just packets.
Or the words of Jack, applesauce. I'm not moving. I've stopped moving. No, I'm not doing anything.
It's because the power cord's crossing whatever audio.
Am I crossing the streams?
No. On the box there.
Did you pick it up?
No.
You know, we totally watched Girlbusters, and I really enjoyed it, by the way.
Yeah, Girlbusters is like a separate fucking movie. I don't know what it got in everybody's skirts about it.
Because most men are
haven't
totally
seen
insecure.
I don't find
it as a whole. I genuinely didn't find it as funny as other movies that are funny.
But it's still a good movie.
But it's not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie. It's just different.
The jokes in it are, like, there are funny jokes, but it's like any comedy. It has funny jokes that some land and some miss. And that's it. Like I feel bad for
Kevin, though. I don't understand why they had to, like, make him so stupid.
Which one?
Thor.
Thor.
That was the purpose. He was supposed to be good-looking and an idiot. Yeah, it's the play on the attractive secretary who's an idiot. She's really ditzy. It's a play on that.
Yeah, but...
I liked it because he was, like, adorable. He was adorably
dumb.
He's
adorable. You could just stare at him all day.
That was the whole purpose.
Kathy, he's Thor. You can stare at him all day anyway.
Like, not even.
I do. I have the standout cutie. I kept it just for that reason, so I could stare at Thor all day. He's a good-looking man.
You can go out into the garage and stare at Thor all day.
And just stand out there, and you're not drinking wine, and you're like, can't even have wine. And he's a cardboard cutout.
This is grape.
Don't care.
This is grape juice.
Yep, grape juice. I'm fancy. No, I like What's Her Face. I think it's Kristen Wiig, the one who's pseudo Egon-esque with the glasses.
No, that's not Kristen Wiig. That's the other one.
Whoever the one with the glasses is.
Yeah.
Fucking love her.
Yeah.
Fucking love her. She.
Yeah, I think she was the best part about the fucking movie.
100% the best part. Yeah, and she's just a great actress all around. She is funny. I think the only real problem I had with it in the terms of the universe of Ghostbusters was. As they were making it, they didn't know if they were trying to make a standalone movie, a sequel, in the same universe. And so I feel like, as it was almost in some way, you can tell where they were writing a story, they're like, oh, we gotta change it. Writing a story, oh, we gotta change it in terms of the base premise. It would have done better if they were like, this will be their daughters or in their universe or something.
It's a standalone universe. Yeah.
And they exist within a universe where these have already happened or haven't. And that you just see Bill Murray as you do and Rami as you do. And you see these characters. You're like, oh, that's cool. They make a cameo in that regard. But if they did the whole movie that way, it would have made for a better movie. It's just as a movie. I know I could have, like, directed a better movie in terms of just the way they did it.
But overall,
I don't know why there was so much rage, but again, guys have issues because, you know,
like, penis Robert had issues. Like, he would send us text messages with the fucking previews. And it's like, previews. This is fucking terrible. Can you believe this? And we're like, oh, wait.
The preview wasn't funny, though. Like, was there,
they didn't pick very good.
But you remember how mad he was getting in the fucking.
Yeah. He was.
It's one of those things of like nostalgia's a hell of a drug, and you don't want it cut poorly.
Memberberry, son.
Yeah.
No, but they memberberry the whole crap out of that movie.
Oh yeah,
that whole movie. I'm like, yes.
Like, there was I loved all the cameos and the member we're going berries.
To kill you, remember? Those, yeah. I remember.
Remember when we could have black people and they had to have their own bathrooms? Wait, what? I love that. It's like the greatest joke ever. Remember? What? Remember Luke Skywalker? Oh, I do remember Luke Skywalker.
Remember the member?
Remember the member berries? Remember. With us? Oh, I remember you member berries. Those were so disturbing, but so awesome.
Just that episode was actually on the other night. Yes.
Remember when I kill you? I remember.
Yeah. Remember when Peppa's mom remembers?
We sidetracked her.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but I liked it, but I don't get people's rage. But I feel like with the title, like with its Ghostbusters Answer the Call, like that's the title of the movie, not a tagline.
Yeah.
That I feel, one, the song is terrible for the movie. Like the theme is not, it's not even like as the Ghostbusters theme as the Ghostbusters
Snakes
theme.
Snakes on a Plane was a great fucking movie. The song was terrible.
Yeah.
I love the song. What is wrong with you? It's amazing.
No, it's fucking bad. Terrible. Though, awesome. Like 100% terrible.
Like as great as Sam Jackson is, yeah, that song is bad.
Like, yeah, if you had a graph of Sam Jackson greatness and song terribleness, his greatness goes here.
It'd be
song
that
terrible
weird parabola.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like somehow.
I like terrible music though. That's the problem.
No, but that's like terrible in a way that like you can't like it ironically.
We like terrible music.
Yeah, like
I love that song.
I have 15 different versions of Danger Zone on Spotify. Because the greatest song ever written is Danger Zone. And there's nothing like being in the truck with Kale, singing Danger Zone, and then hearing him in the back go, intensity. Fucking, I just die. I'm just like, and he's going to say it. And he goes, intensity, every time. And it makes
me
happy.
I've been to Tangwar concerts.
That's terrible music.
And all the shit bands that come with them.
Yeah. Fucking terrible. Yeah. Snakes on a Plane music, terrible. It's Ghostbusters awful. Theme, also terrible. That was disappointingly terrible. And I think, though, that's because that was the nostalgia factor where you're like, it can be this. And they wanted to try to capture that. Don't. Just don't. Don't.
If you're not going to do nostalgia right.
Yeah, don't do it at all. Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck the nostalgia. Just do it right. I don't think there's any big issue
like
I had
the last
with it,
fucking Star Wars. They did it right.
Yeah. No, it was a new hope.
Rogue
One's
going to be
future-y.
So fucking good.
Oh, God, Rogue One's going to be so good. Oh. I can't wait. Kale. So he's got the Micro Machines.
Ask Will
sets.
If he's going to fall asleep again.
Oh, right. No, Kale just plays with his Micro Machines now. And he's got like the Star Destroyer.
Did he already give up on his farm set? What?
No, he still uses it.
No, Star Destroyer, you can forget whatever I said.
No, he uses that farm set. Still, the one I'm like, why the fuck did you want this fucking farm set? Still uses it, but he uses the fence
Jack does shit like that, man.
So he goes, here's the Fizz, he goes, and here's the Empire with their Star Destroyer base, and here is Jakku because it's the Millennium Falcon, and he has the Micro Machine Millennium Falcon, and the Micro Machine Imperial Star Destroyer. So this is where he's my boy.
He likes those.
Yeah.
Because I love them.
Well, he'll sit there and with the big ones, right? He'll bring it and he'll take his small one and he'll hold it up here, and then he takes the large one and he goes. And then he drops it, and then he brings the big one in, because the size difference as it's landing.
Size difference.
And you're just, and I watch him play, and I'm like, that's fucking right, like that's awesome and right.
Yeah.
And then it lands.
Far away.
Yeah. And then he'll use it when it's far away, and then just use those as their bases, and it's like another Star Destroyer, and the Millennium Falcon just becomes Jakku, and then he's got his Millennium Falcon up there, and I'm just like, I just could watch him play with these all day. And he has the little guys, and I'm like, I'm just going to buy him fucking tons of Micro Machines now, because that's fucking... He gets into the Micro Machines in just a fucking fantastic way. And he lines them all up, and they battle, and I'm like, I love you. I love you too much. I miss Micro Machines.
That's like Elliot's little people.
I got all excited when I saw Micro Machines. Like, you don't even know.
Dude, those are my jam.
I love Micro Machines.
Are the little people, aren't those like are those the Duplo people? Like the Duplo Legos
little
people?
No, they're
little
people. They're their own thing.
Just Google Disney princess little people. That's what Elliot has, and some of those princesses go through some shit.
They're from like Fisher Price.
Like she has like five castles.
Like, does she have like a saw mansion and shit? And
yeah, I don't
they've
got
to earn their way out.
If you go to Target, you should get her the DC girls.
She has Batgirl from Walmart right now.
Because Target has the, I don't know if it's a Target exclusive, but they have.
Like little people?
I don't.
No, he's probably talking about the dolls.
They're dolls. Action dolls, figures,
characters. Are they dolls? Are they the 12-inch dolls?
Yeah, action figures.
Well, 12-inch or
dolls? Or are they action figures?
They're like action figures. They're like, well, they have them like, they have the smaller action figures. They have like the 8 and 12-inch ones, but they're like the ones with like the cloth and everything. They have, it's like a Justice League of heroes and villains, but it's like Vixen, Harley. The they're action figures! Okay. Dolls are
these are dolls. Barbie dolls. They're 12-inch
those are action, dolls. Action figures.
Action figures.
Action figures.
Okay, anyways. No
dolls have little Corvettes and little banks.
We'll see.
Action figures shoot lasers.
And little sisters.
And little sisters.
We haven't gotten her anything other than Batgirl because we didn't know what everyone wanted to get her for Christmas.
Oh, good, because I'm all over that. Like white on rice.
Yeah. So I was like
you don't even know.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Why
because
just white rice, Kathy?
We're yeah, all a bunch of fucking dorks and do comic books.
Red rice.
Yeah, what about red? Come brown on,
rice,
Kathy.
Yellow
let's
rice.
Be real.
Shut up.
But anyways, so anyways, for the stupid little castle, Elliot will throw one off the balcony,
mm-hmm.
and she'll go, no!
That's awesome.
And she's like, oh, you're okay, Ariel. You're fine. You just took a little fell. Don't worry about it. And we're just like, what the fuck?
And then like, does Batgirl end up in a wheelchair?
Change your name to Oracle. She doesn't know that yet.
Yeah,
but yeah, right. That shit that comes out of that child's
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, don't let her
fucking
read that
people.
Story.
I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
Right?
Like, where did you get that?
Kale?
And then you watch Disney movies as like Entangled, Mother Gothel, whatever the fuck her name is. She gets pushed out. She falls out of the thing, and you just hear her go, no, and then poof, she's gone.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
You know where they get it.
Oh yeah, Tails pretty good.
Oh, it's just different when you hear them in the room doing it versus them
like
watching
it
as the show because it's subjective that way.
Yeah,
because like with Kale, he has like his Imaginext castle and he has all his Imaginext guys, but they're all like the DC heroes and villains. But then it's a dragon castle, so he makes it like Lex Luthor's super villain castle, and then like they're fighting, and he's like, and the dragon's gonna eat you and Robin because it doesn't like Robin at all. And you're like, that's weird. Like, and he's like, eat him, dragon, eat him. Like, that's so, it's just weird to hear it. And then I'm like, I do that now as an adult.
I'm glad it's not just my
yeah. kid. And you just hear him go into these dark stories and you're like, no, is it dark because like the way our imaginations go?
Mm-mm.
Or like,
it's actually
oh,
dark.
No, it's
them.
It's yeah. messed up.
Yeah. And then he'll be like, and because he knows, like, he asked who Jason Todd was, and I have this inability to just not tell him how things were. And so.
Hey, bud, you know what a crowbar is?
And I'm like, so I was like, well, Joker beat up one of the Robins, and he beat him up really badly, and then he died, but then he comes back because Ra's al Ghul and the Lazarus Pit. And when he comes back, he's crazy and he becomes Red Hood. And then he's less crazy. And he's like, do I have a Red Hood? I'm like, no, you don't have a Red Hood. And he goes, I have a Robin, though. Like, so, I mean, he's got the correlation. He's got the step one of this whole process.
He doesn't have chili, but he's got beans.
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't need a Red Hood. And he's like, he uses guns. He goes, and he kills people? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I don't like that. I'm not a fan of him. And he's watched Batman Under the Red Hood with me, which is hilarious in its own dark way. And then he saw Red Hood. He goes, I don't like that he uses guns. Batman doesn't use guns. Don't use guns. And he's like, he's not a good sidekick. I'm like, and that's why he's not a sidekick.
Yeah,
that's why he doesn't something.
He's not Robin.
He gets to go over there because he's going to go be a tool that way. Yeah.
Like, Elliot's been watching a lot of DC superhero girls. I've, like, yeah.
That's a show now?
Yeah. It's a show for the most
part.
Yes.
Well, I know they did the movies. I thought they just did, like, the straight to DVD release movies and the
There's
toys.
Movies?
Yeah. That's what
see,
I thought
you're
they
all
just
finding
did
out about different shit.
Well, because
different
I know,
shit at the same
well,
time.
I knew because the way DC always does it when they launch a new thing, they do like a animated special, and then they and at the same time within like that month,
well,
they'll release a line of action figures. Like when they do their new Lego sets, they're all from an animated special. And so I figured because I've seen the animated movie, and I know they did the DC Superhero Girls comic, so I know they had tie-ins, but I didn't know it was a show.
It's like a 5-minute show. There's like one show that's like 48 minutes long that I've watched 100 times in a week. And then there's like 12 5-minute shows.
Okay, because then it must, the other one's probably that. Because they show them.
At school. And Beast Boy looks like Beast Boy. Like normal Beast Boy, not like our Beast Boy, not Teen Titans Go Beast Boy.
So he looks like Gar?
Sure.
Because in Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go, they never call him Gar. His name's Garfield. But in like Young Justice and every other thing, they call him Gar. It's just.
Yeah. And then so we had to sit there and point out to Elliot who was who, because she, I was like, well, that one's Starfire. And she's like, which one is Starfire? She's like, Mom, she doesn't even look like Starfire. I'm like, Elliot, it's not Teen Titans Go.
Which is a good thing.
And she's like, oh.
The more Teen Titans Go I watch, which is a lot.
The better it gets.
It's a better show than I gave it credit for. It's not Teen Titans. It's not. That is not Young Justice. It's its own thing. But it's
still irritating that there's Teen Titans Go and not a third season of Young Justice.
It's right.
You don't end a show with Darkseid and Vandal Savage shaking hands and then not do another season.
They talk about
it's
that.
It's got a hilarious like
that episode?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Like that moment.
Watch the fourth wall.
That's how good that show is. Like
that moment is like the two greatest of villains. Yeah, shaking hands.
If you can find the episode of the fourth wall of Teen Titans Go, they totally talk about that.
I really want to find Rock of Ages, but I can't find it on Amazon. Where Apocalypse
There's and... more internet than Amazon.
Nope.
No, there's not.
If Amazon weird. Doesn't have it, it doesn't
Overstock.
Good. Overstock?
Yeah, and if not, the shop has it.
Do they?
Justice League Volume 1. Grant Morrison.
Always check the shop for it's Justice League Volume
just,
1.
It's all it's encompassed within Justice League Volume 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'll check the shop first, and then if the shop doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they have that new Paul Dini book.
They don't. Uh-uh.
And I keep looking for it. I'm like, because I'll go to the shop first. I will give my local comic book shop.
I have a stack this big unread, so I didn't pick up anything else.
Do you have Rock of Ages?
I did. It like got rid of it during that whole no sell job off. Sell yeah. off. I had like with all my comics, like my trades, I had almost double that. But then I was turning basically if I turned in two or three, I could get one new one. So I could get all the Green Lantern ones as they were coming out at the time. So I lost a lot of books. I was dumb.
That is so sad.
It
dude.
Is. It's genuinely sad. Because I had Marvel vs. DC and Amalgamations Volume 1 and 2. Right. Yeah. Like, if there's a list of things where I could go back and there's a lot of things in life I could change. But if they're like, you could have one, I'd be like, I want those.
No,
like,
you get
all of the life things. Comics.
You only get one of those.
All of my comics.
Because it's one.
Just, yeah. I would still be like, that day. I would take that day back. Fuck all of it. I want those comics. Like, they are so hard to find. Like, there's one that I want. And I would never pay for it as a comic.
Which one?
The Green Lantern Rebirth hardcover. I have every other Green Lantern from No Fear to The End by Jeff Johns.
You had hardcover, didn't you?
Not of Rebirth. Because I'm not paying $100 for it.
I have softcover Rebirth.
So do I.
Because it's a very good book.
Yeah, it is. Yes. And they have Absolute Rebirth for
$100. That whole Jeff Johns run is so amazing. Fucking good, man.
So good. Love it. I have all of it hardcover. And it just sits there. Except that one Rebirth. Mocks me. The beginning mocks me. It's like, that's cute. You're not there yet. Like, even though I have all of Jeff's books, I don't have all of them. I need that one.
You need hardcover again.
I never had the hardcover.
Or you
that
need
one,
the
though.
Hardcover.
Yeah.
Why is it $100?
Because it's a rare find. And Jeff doesn't write Lantern anymore. Supply and demand.
He doesn't White write people. Anymore, does he?
He does.
I thought he was like director of something awesome.
Yeah, he does DC's live movie Studio Land, and then a few others. And
a bad Green Lantern movie still came out of that.
No, that for that one, that he was creative consultant.
I know he was,
but but that was before. Like now, he has full control. The same way.
What's his nuts has it on Marvel?
Yeah, that guy whose name, but you're like, oh, it's that guy.
It's not Berlanti. That's
no me. Berlanti, but Berlanti's control of the show.
I thought Berlanti had
Joe Quesada
DC
does the movies. No, Berlanti has the
shows.
TV shows, but yeah. Joe Quesada has Marvel's movies. But famous people who do righty well make movies and books better.
But there's the one who does the movies who does the Marvel movies.
Oh, that's me.
That no, that's not you.
After podcast from you.
You guys can take over, have girl cast.
Yeah.
If you want. There's like 30 minutes left. We'll go hang out with the kids.
No.
No?
That's all good.
Do boy cast, girl cast? We can like BVG.
We should do that some week.
And just do it literally in the middle of a conversation. Stop. And then the girls cut in. And then do like an entirely separate conversation.
And we have to
do the same.
We have to start with the topic you left off
yeah,
on.
And then do the rest of it and just call it PBG.
No. It probably just start off with, what the fuck? And then, okay, so this is happening.
What the fuck is a Berlanti verse?
Yeah. There's a word. I know what a verse is. That's it.
I'm pretty sure that's the end of a universe.
Are you guys watching at all, like, Justice League, or not Justice League, but, like, Flash?
No.
Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl?
Watch Flash, still in the first fucking season.
Yeah, I was going to say, we kind of deviated.
Because every time I'm like, hey, Kathy, want to watch Flash? No.
No.
I don't want to watch Flash.
I feel like he's judging us.
Again, not getting married. Mm-hmm. At all, because then I'll have to be with someone who's going to be like, I don't really want to watch that.
You know,
watch,
when we
like,
actually get to watch TV, right?
Yeah, you get about 37 minutes at most, not counting your own bathroom breaks after the kids finally go to sleep, and you fight to stay awake as you're blinking in and out of existence.
That's
and go,
my
I'm
problem,
going to bed.
And I want to be able to like pay attention to everything that's going on, and I can't do that half awake.
Yeah. Miss Martian
I also
showed
don't
up
really
on
want.
Supergirl.
Horrible dreams because that weird crap comes into my head as I'm going
yeah,
to sleep.
Yeah, we finished John Dies at the end last night and the spiders fucking came in and killed all the people.
Yeah, and then
and
I
she's like, thanks
sleep.
For the dreams, Jarrell.
And you dream of TV shows and movies?
No, she dreams of the fucked
whatever,
up things
I,
in TV
I
shows.
Genuinely envy you. Crap. I wish I had more dreams like that. Genuinely.
No,
those are the best.
You don't, because you don't...
Always. While I'm awake.
But that's the problem.
My
like,
dreams in comparison... are like
vanilla.
They are. My dreams are vanilla. I have a dream. I'm like, this is my dream. I had a weird, totally, like, if this does not talk about my subconscious and where I'm at, I had a dream that I experienced all of the holidays simultaneously, completely and utterly alone. So if that doesn't talk about a lot of my psyche, don't know what else does. But I woke up and I'm like, that was fucking depressing. And then went about the rest of my day.
No, I'm going to tell him about my dream, about you dying.
Was it awesome?
Kind of.
Did you miss him?
No. Well, yeah. Well,
this is she already said no, Jacob.
Well, it's
go
weird.
Take care of
did
the kids.
He die awesomely?
He got cut up in my kitchen.
By?
On his the knees,
leprechaun.
Like with a gun.
That's it?
Like,
a leprechaun?
From the leprechaun?
Yeah.
Leprechaun?
No,
like,
so this
I'm
is the thing.
Leprechaun.
Like leprechaun? Like, day one, leprechaun like, me and Jacob were going to be married. I already told him that, like, day I met him. Like, we're going to get married.
Because nothing says this is going to be great. Like,
yeah.
In high school, not high school, post-high
school. Yeah,
right?
No, high school.
High school.
No.
High school.
If a girl in high school said, hey, we're getting married,
who's
I straight would have
crazy
palmed,
chick?
I would have palmed her face as such.
Oh, and the thing was, PJ goes, dude, she's probably serious. And Jacob goes, oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, facepalm. Just, I've been like,
yeah.
You're a
so from that point on, Jacob was always going to be my husband.
And
well, and his
like...
dad, his dad actually told the same thing to his mom when the day they met was, we're going to get married someday. You just wait and see. And she's like, you're fucking crazy. And a month and a half later, she moved to Seattle to be with Jacob's dad. Well, in our story, we, but, so like, I always had this dream.
That happened when Kathy met me in the seventh grade.
No, it did not.
I'm going to marry him.
No, you were the annoying kid in the back of class with Keegan who made way too much fucking noise.
Yeah, I beatboxed and Keegan would rap over
so,
it.
Fuck yeah.
So we had this really pretty house and it had like typical fucking perfect, like happy married land.
White
perfect house,
fence.
Perfect white fence, beautiful kids.
A dog that never
and
shits.
Yeah, exactly. So I would go down to the kitchen and see the leprechaun. Cutting up Jacob in my
leprechaun.
Kitchen. And then I'd go get our beautiful little baby and go to the front yard. He'd set my house on fire and then leave.
You got some inside shit going on.
I was going to say, that right there is like your subconscious going, I have this great thing I want and this is me making it self-destruct. That's all that says. It's like, this is how I destroy those things.
Yeah,
in my life.
So
I don't dream.
This happens all the way throughout high school. I'd wake up upset and crying because my house is burnt down, my husband is gone, and now I have this pretty little baby I don't know
was
what to do
he
with.
Your husband yet?
No.
No, it was in high school.
It was in high school. Was I married in high school?
Were you?
I don't know.
No.
Your sister was.
My sister is weird. And that was only her senior year.
Still high school.
I don't even like me that much. I've been around me for 30 years. I would never want to marry my ass.
And then so I had to go to school So the next morning I'd have to go to school,
right?
Go find Jacob, make sure he's still alive, and be like, "Oh, you had that weird dream again?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did, and I just need to make sure you're alive." He's like, "I'm fine."
Kiss him and go to class.
Pretty much. Like, love your face. Bye. Yeah.
I have like boring dreams. My you know what a girl are way
fucking leprechaun
than
cuts up my husband.
That's boring.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know what a girl told me in high school? You look like that kid that shot up Columbine.
Yep.
And I'm gonna watch you. Not, hey, I had a dream where you died by a leprechaun. I love you though. Have fun.
Yeah, I never.
No, yeah, you look like yeah.
I
who was that anyway?
Man, one of the twins, Mandy or Becky.
Oh, that.
Good times.
No, I'm trying to think. I had a dream once that I fell in a volcano because I was playing with toys in it, and it was in the middle, the rock quarry, the old rock quarry in the valley.
Yeah.
It converted itself into a volcano. And I was inside of it, and I was playing with dinosaur toys on a ledge on the inside of it, and it kept falling, and my toys kept falling in the lava, and I kept yelling at it because I'm fucking losing my toys, and it's really irritating. Again, it shows my emotional context with the universe. I don't do well, but those were my things, and what the fuck? And then as it broke and I fell in, right as I was about to fall into the lava, I was like, no! And I jumped, and like I landed away from the lava, like I'm in it, and I remember going, no! And when I was like, and like I landed, but only I was seeing
superhero
me,
pose?
Kind of, yeah. But like I watched me jump out of the volcano from a distance and then land in the middle of the road like it didn't happen.
Like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah. And then like I just woke up. Yeah, like I don't.
I told Jacob that we're not allowed to have a pretty house with a white picket fence because after we had Elliot, because I have a pretty baby now. I'm all like, I don't need a pretty house.
Just make sure you don't have a leprechaun
trailer park.
And leprechaun can't is not invited into my house at all.
So that's just weird.
Yeah, because he's gonna chop up my.
The best dreams is Justin. He would come into work and be like, "I had a dream last night." We're like, "Oh,
yeah." No, Justin's dreams are totally like the best dreams. He can't.
Chris was walking down the street fighting monsters. And we're like, all right. But every now and then, there'd be too many monsters. So Jarell and I would come out of the sewers. Or one would sweep through the fucking
like they like I would call on them like my superpower move to assist me in said battle. Which wow. is like that.
With laser eyes and stuff.
Yeah. These are better than mine.
That's how
mine are just messed up.
Justin has most of the best dreams.
Yeah,
I was dreaming about a shark last night. That's that great, played Justin. Poker with other people.
Yeah.
And he wasn't all creeped out, and he could breathe and stuff.
That's a Justin dream. Yeah, no, Justin, because Justin will actively go out of his way to give himself insane dreams. Like, he listens to H.P. Lovecraft before he goes to bed. I'm not fucking wanting to go insane, so I don't do that. Oh, my God.
That's the definition, dude.
Like, couldn't do that. But myself... Like, my dreams are boring.
Neolothotep comes yeah. out of the...
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not afraid of Neolothotep. And then it is. And then you're in the streets with and him and Houdini.
Justin
and
falls asleep.
Yeah. And then that's how he falls asleep, as they're bellowing Neolothotep. But I don't... my dreams aren't, like, the best ones. Like, they're not... Like, is it... I've fought, like, lions and tigers with
and
fireballs.
Oh, my.
Well, no. Like, I had one where I think nope. I told you guys where I fought
Tiger
the...
Tiger named Steve.
When I fought the... Did I tell you that
Probably.
One? He, like, attacked me.
Gladiator stuff?
No. Well, I was in a museum, like, not at the museum, and he attacked me, and I was like, oh, my God, and I was scared I'm going to die.
Then it's a stuffed lion.
You'd think, but that's what he probably was, but he was like, rah, and I put my arm up to save myself. You know, normally in a dream, you're like, no, and then it, like, stops, and then you wake up, and you're like, huh, no.
When the thunder crashes.
Yeah, right, which is so fucking, but it starts gnawing on my arm, and then it doesn't do anything, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it's not hurting. And then I look at him, and I look at my right hand, and it's on fire. And I scream at him, I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. And I shoot him in the face. And he jumps backwards. And I go, and immediately after I fireballed my hands, I go, man, I really wish Justin was here with me right now. Boom, 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 boom. And I fought the lion with fireballs. And I just wanted Justin there to see it. Not be in it. And then I remembered the dream. Like, I woke up and I'm like, I cannot forget this dream. So I kept, you know, replaying it over and over. So I waited for Justin to come in, and it was on a Saturday. And he comes into Joe's and he goes, hey, I got to talk to you about something serious. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Hang on.
Listen to this shit. So I tell him and he goes, for real? I go, yeah. And at the end, best part, I remember going, man, I wish Justin was here with me. And the server of
man-tiered on the outside.
Yeah, well, Courtney, the server comes and like she hears this, and she's
"You guys
like,
are so good."
Yeah, she's like, "You wish Justin was in your dream," and he goes, "I wish I was in that dream." And she's like, "You guys are gay," and we're like, "Yeah, but like, who cares?" But it was that kind of awesome that I just wish my best.
If you loved me like that, I fucking wish I was right. in your dream.
You guys all end up in my dreams, but it's usually not good.
Do we die?
Sometimes.
Do we murder?
Sometimes.
Like, do we kill each other?
They're really messed up.
Do we murder die?
I don't know.
Do we Highlander rule battle?
No. So, one of my dreams, and I can only, I remember this because, well, Justin was in it. God damn it.
See?
Horrible, but like, I think we, were
I
on
think
some
we all
weird...
miss Justin.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah, we all just miss Justin a lot.
I miss my friend.
Yeah. So, we were like on some weird island on vacation, and we ended up like running through a hospital, but it was like a kid's hospital, and then.
Nope, I don't want to be a part of your dreams.
And
that's terrifying.
But the weird part is that all we ended up on a died. Boat. And
was Patch Adams in the children's hospital?
I don't know. This is all I remember, though. So we were on an island. We were on vacation. We went through a children's hospital. We ended up on a boat.
Be it.
Well, that's Justin how you get did something. The Justin-y, like, fought a shark or something crazy. Oh, he did, yeah.
He would.
He fell in the water and he fought a shark.
Well, yeah.
But there was no other hospital, so we had to take him to the children's hospital, and it was a whole thing. And that's all I literally remember is going from running through a children's hospital, ending up on a boat, to Justin fighting a shark, to having to take him back to said hospital to get him care.
Okay. Now, so you know, if Justin were here, he would have been like, but did I win?
Well, he was bleeding profusely from the shark that was...
So he probably won?
So he most likely won.
Yeah, he won.
Did you get in a fight with the kids?
They're all arguing a bunch of watch.
Oh, so what are they watching? Like
Storybots.
Oh, okay.
Is there a cookie anymore?
Yes.
I would like it.
Someone's crit screaming.
That's Atticus.
Well, Atticus is not happy.
No, because he's watching Storybots and not his show. Because right now he has an attitude about not watching his own shows.
Yeah.
I'm 4 years old and I have an opinion. Just because I can't talk.
The other kids understand it's like Atticus also has a decision.
Yeah, did he look at you like, where's my voice? Because he has that look right now, because he wants his voice. He knows how to use his Toby, and he gets really upset if he doesn't have it available. Yeah, I'm learning that really quick.
Yeah.
What's the Toby?
His eye gaze.
He's got the cool thing, like Stephen Hawking's thing?
Yeah, for like 6 months now,
what?
Dude.
What? Why have I never seen this?
We told you.
You can tell me, but if I haven't...
Because you don't pay attention when we tell you
I have, yeah, always.
Okay.
Like 76% of the time.
I know you are. That's why I kind of like...
So should we car it?
We could. What? It's like 9:15.
Yeah, and you gotta
I'm surprised mine's even awake.
You're just mad about the television show.
He'll get the fuck over it. I don't
he's
care.
He's 7. He'll be fine.
World ain't gonna fucking end. It's 9 o'clock at night. I'm surprised he's awake.
So, car...
Car. I want to go to bed.
Car.
Come see. Meh.
I got episode. I got. Edit.
Cookie.
Do you want to do the thing so we can do the thing?